Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of A War Gone Social. He's the founder of U-Turn, an organization that he's social media community that he's been leading for a long time, and we're glad he's part of our world. Mark Babbitt, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Mark, one of the things that it's been interesting to me to watch over the last 10 or 11 years or so, since social media really kind of became a thing, I marked that date in 2008. I say that's when social media really began the critical mass and to build critical mass. And I realized in those days that this was going to be a struggle for baby boomer business owners, social media. Not so much as they use it themselves, as much as understanding how it would work in their business. And then it became compounded when we had all the new entries, the new offerings of social media platforms, the video and all the different things that would pop up, and we had to be in more and more places at once. And I knew that was going to be a challenge for a lot of baby boomer business owners, and it's come to pass, hasn't it?
Oh, it sure has, and many of us have learned a couple things about social media in the last decade or so, Jim. One is that it does still seem to be a young person's game. And we only have to walk through, an airport or a Starbucks coffee shop, and we see everybody's head is down in their phones or on their laptops.
Yeah, yeah.
It might seem like nobody's communicating, but the reality is that is how many of our customers choose to communicate.
Yeah.
And so it's imperative that regardless of our birth generation, regardless of how comfortable we are with on social media, that we have to be present there. And here's the great part, Jim, is we don't have to be one of those people that goes all in personally. We don't have to announce what we had for lunch every
right.
single day on Instagram. But we do have to get our businesses out there on social media, and in many cases, Jim, it's actually much, much easier than one might think.
Well, that's the thing. I was involved. I mean, I remember staying up till midnight, literally the when the clock ticked 12:01 a.m. The first second. I remember the day. I don't remember the day when what date of the year it was, but I remember when Facebook allowed you to secure your own domains, and Twitter did too. I stayed up to midnight and got / Jim Blasingame, or at Jim Blasingame in both of those. So I was committed. I knew that was gonna, that we were gonna have to be there. But as time went on, I realized that this was, if we were gonna be good at this, in order for me to run my business the way I needed to do it, if I was going to use this as a business tool, I was going to have to get some help, and I did, and it changed my life. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would be MIA if it hadn't been for getting some help.
Well, you and I have similar stories there, Jim, because in 2009, when we launched U-Turn, which is a site that helps college students launch their businesses, launch their careers, I was perhaps maybe a typical older white male. I didn't want anything to do with social media, and all I knew about social media is my oldest kid on Facebook instead of doing his homework, and so I didn't exactly come from an extremely informed position, But fortunately, I had a young crew, and they said, "Mark, we've got to get the business on social media. That's where our customers, college students, live." And so I hired a reverse mentor, Jim, or Christine Blazer was her name, a student out of the University of Oregon. And Christine's only job was to make me seem smart on social media. And she was a godsend. And
here's what's crazy. The thing that was so foreign, the platforms, the tools, the practices, the procedures, the logic, the philosophy of social media, which is so foreign and so unwieldy and so uncomfortable to a lot of older people, a lot of older business people, successful business people, is literally beyond second nature. It's their first nature of the younger people, isn't it? And they love it.
Well, and let's look at the demographics, right? I mean, our customers, for most small businesses, our customers are not exclusively 55 years and older.
Right.
And so we have to go where our customers go.
But Mark, shouldn't we differentiate between being a baby boomer business owner and a baby boomer consumer? Because you and I both know that whereas maybe if you're a business owner and you're not really comfortable or fluent or interested in being good at marketing your business through social media, you're probably using it yourself and being reached by people on that platform. Two different things, aren't they?
Well, very two different things. And here's what we tell our clients all the time on the workplace side, Jim, that choosing to participate in digital and social media for your business is a very personal decision. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our customers say, look, I don't want to be that guy hucking my products on Facebook. I just want to be me on Facebook. And that's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
But get somebody to help you present a constant presence on social media for your business, even if you personally want nothing to do with social and digital
media.
That's
exactly right.
You've got to get your business online.
Get some help, folks. And one of the ways you can get help is to read the book, A War Gone Social, by our good friend, co-authored by our good friend Mark Babbitt. And you can find that wherever books are sold. Mark, hold on. We got to take a quick break. Folks, remember this. People are making decisions first about whether you're relevant to them or not before they even know if you're competitive. And part of their relevance decision, the moment of relevance, is how you present yourself online. That's a huge, huge first relevance decision. Quick break, right back with Mark Babbitt. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.